Leading the news this morning, the US President Barack Obama has joined international condemnation of a Florida church's plan to burn copies of the Quran. Mr. Obama says the burning would be a recruitment bonanza for Al-Qaeda. He's appealing to the congregation's pastor to consider the backlash the burning would prompt. Independent Rob Oakeshott is expected to decide today whether he'll accept a spot in Labor's ministry. The Prime Minister has offered him a regional development portfolio. His announcement will clear the way for Julia Gillard to finalise her new ministry. Parts of northern Victoria are on flood watch. A major flood warning has been issued for parts of the lower Goulburn River. Residents in Echuca are preparing for waters to peak over the next few days. Further south in Wangaratta, work will start today to strengthen a damaged levee. Investigations are continuing into the fatal shooting of a policeman in Sydney's southwest. Forensic investigators are at the Bankstown flat trying to piece together exactly what happened. The policeman died in hospital after being shot during a drug raid. Same-sex couples in New South Wales will soon be able to adopt children. The law has passed State Parliament after a marathon two-week debate. The breakthrough came after a compromise which will allow people who give up their children for adoption to get more information about prospective parents.